Welcome to Leo Roundtable at leoroundtable.com. This is a special Thanksgiving Day special show. I want to thank Sheriff Judd himself for allowing us to be able to do this. And look, we are at the Polk County Sheriff's Office Operational Center. So it's a very special place to be in order to have this Thanksgiving Day special. So I would really like to start off the show with asking Sheriff Judd what his ideal Thanksgiving Day holiday would look like, how he would ideally spend that, and really around the table, so to speak, find out how we all feel about the holidays. Sure. Sure.
Well, thank you very much, and it's an honor to be here, and especially with Brian, my buddy with Tampa Free Press. We first met when he was a publisher of the Ledger a long time ago. You know, my holiday of Thanksgiving is really special, but it starts before Thanksgiving, because our charity, Polk Sheriff Charity, literally gives out 1,000, 2,000 turkeys at three different locations in the county for those that are less fortunate that can't really afford to have a great Thanksgiving. In addition to that, we're joined by Freedom Tours, which is a ministry, and they provide the other things so people can have a great Thanksgiving. So really, the excitement of Thanksgiving is helping those less fortunate. And that's what our deputies volunteer to do. That's what our charity does. And that's what Freedom Press, or I'm talking about Freedom Press, but Freedom Tours does. And certainly I want Brian to cover that this year, if he will.
Certainly, absolutely.
And then it's Thanksgiving Day at my house, okay? Well, we turn on the parade, of course.
Oh, okay.
And my wife does all the cooking, and we have the family over. Or we either go over to my sister's, and we have all the fixings. And of course, on Thanksgiving afternoon, there's got to be football. But the big meal is usually about 1 or 2 in the afternoon.
Okay.
Now, turkey is a big deal to a lot of people. I eat turkey. Sometimes I eat more turkey than I want to, but ham is my deal. Ham and dressing, lots of dressing, homemade dressing. Forget green beans. Oh, I hate green beans.
Is anybody out there who makes homemade dressing?
Homemade dressing.
Stop by and see you.
You know, I love homemade dressing. Did I mention that I like homemade dressing? Brian takes me for sushi. I like sushi, but I really like homemade dressing. And then after we eat too much, we watch football all afternoon. But the big deal is we're with our family. Our family is very tight-knit, very close. I have a lot of grandchildren, my sister, her children, and all the kids. But that's really special for us. And I want everyone in not only Polk County, but the state and the nation to celebrate Thanksgiving. And don't forget what we're really celebrating. Think about it. Folks came from the motherland over here so that we could worship God freely the way we wanted to. That's not just an accident. And this is kind of a celebration of that time. So I'm thankful for my life and my family, but I'm really thankful for all the people in Polk County, and I'm thankful for this nation.
Wow. You know, I suspect, Brian, it's really, he's not too far off from how the rest of us want to spend our Thanksgiving Day holidays and stuff. How about you?
Yeah, you know, we're really the same. This goes back years before I was actually at the Ledger.
I thought the sheriff was going to say he was out there running and catching bad guys on Thanksgiving Day, and he tried to get home for dinner then before he headed back out, and it was back on patrol again. But
this guy was a first responder, you know?
Yeah, it was. But, you know, it's funny, a couple of years, well, again, this goes back more than just a couple of years, but I started volunteering with a charity in Tampa, and we got involved in feeding homeless at the Salvation Army. So I get my kids to go and on Thanksgiving morning, and we actually put together everything. I think Sonny's Barbecue, a bunch of different businesses show up. And so we actually do that every year down at the in downtown Tampa at the Salvation Army there, which is great because kids, unfortunately or fortunately, sometimes children these days are somewhat entitled, and the kids get to see a different side of life, right? That's real. It's real life.
Right.
It's real life. And so for us, that's great. Of course, we love having the parades on and football. And turkey, but like kind of like you, and I, not even ham. For me, it's I'm a seafood guy, so I like scallops. I know I do
for Thanksgiving.
Scallops. Yeah, yeah, but they had. I'm sure the pilgrims had shrimp. you know, scallops, that sort of thing.
Well, the turkey wants you to eat scallops.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know the turkey, right? Saving the turkey, right?
That's right.
It's kind of like the Eat More Chicken from oh, yeah. Chick-fil-A, yeah. right? With yeah. the cows up there. So. But no, it's a special time, and you know, quite frankly, to be thankful for your family, your friends, you know, good friends, yep. and both of you actually, and you know what we have and what we you know really look forward to the next year and what we're going to do and you know that 12-month period to be thankful even more.
Hey, so. They touched on some real important stuff. I think it's easy for people, especially Brian. Well, you touched on the God thing. Brian touched on the on the young kid thing. You know, I've noticed over time as we've all gotten older that a lot of the younger generation sometimes they lose the appreciation, the history of Thanksgiving. A lot of I call them kids. They're not really kids.
Yeah, but
they associate Thanksgiving with turkey and food and stuff. It's just the day you're going to eat a lot and sleep a lot. You know, and then. There's a God component to all this where God gives us the ability to be able to have, enjoy holidays like this in a free world where we're relatively safe and family and friends. And it's just so many privileges that we have here that are really easy for almost anyone to take, you know, to take for granted. The only question I'm left with is that the sheriff likes ham. And it's funny because I'm a ham person, but he didn't specify whether it was a honey baked ham or how the ham was prepared, which I have to ask him next. I'm sorry, but I have to go there.
Sure. Ham,
just ham.
I like ham off the hog. You see?
Oh,
yeah. We do the whole pig roast.
Yeah, you have this hog, you know, and you slay it. Okay.
Okay.
Some call it butchering, but
well, we don't want to offend anybody.
The hog gives up his life.
I can see Grady out there with his machete.
Oh.
Thanksgiving morning.
There may be a statute of limitations here, so be careful what you say.
So you take this hog and you cook it slowly, and then you can take the ham off of it.
It'll fall right off, I'll bet.
Fall off.
Yeah.
But I don't do any of that. I use, you know, the honey-baked sliced ham because I'm lazy.
See, okay. You called it, though.
Oh, it's the honey-baked ham
it's
all
honey-baked
day long
ham,
for me.
Yep.
And so what surprises me is that some people that I eat with for Thanksgiving cannot tell the difference between a honey-baked ham and a regular ham.
They need mental health.
Thank you. Thank you. There's a huge difference. So anyhow, that's the way we roll. Now, so we're getting a little peek into the side on, and I did all that, you know, everything. This is all, we're all relatively the same, I think, on how we prioritize spending the holidays, but that's in a perfect setting, right? Because even though first responders and you know, Sheriff Judd is still active, I'm retired law enforcement, and Brian's active journalism, but wherever law enforcement, whatever happens, you know, the journalists, you know, they're not sitting in bed.
No, there's work.
You're
there's
right
work
there.
On Thanksgiving.
So that's...
And sometimes it's you keeping me busy.
So ideally, we're with our families, and everything's nice and to where we have the ability to do that, but that doesn't always occasionally happen. And I say that where today, even though we're not really talking about things date and time specific, but they're right now, I mean, today... There is a storm brewing that is going to be coming to the area where we're at, and there's always things that can happen to circumvent those plans. So could you educate our viewers and our listeners on the sacrifice that law enforcement has to make occasionally, sometimes daily, though, when it comes to their jobs, especially during the holidays, and they have families at home?
Sure. It's interesting that you get the holidays off based upon the shift you're on and whether or not you're a rookie. Rookies don't have seniority.
Yeah.
So the rookies are going to be working on Christmas morning, Thanksgiving morning, any holiday morning, because the senior guys and gals are going to take off. But it's always a special time. For example, we see the wives, the husbands, the friends. Some of our shifts will create a big Thanksgiving lunch at the office. And then our guys will rotate in off of patrol and have a Thanksgiving lunch there at work before they go home and have Thanksgiving dinner.
Sure.
Or they'll have Thanksgiving lunch at home with their family before coming on shift at night. But we have to be there 24/7. Same thing with our detention folks. Now, detention, you know, they remind me of like firefighters, because detention eats well. Firefighters eat well. They know
they
how
do.
To cook.
Yeah.
And in detention, of course, they've got the kitchen right on site, like the fire stations.
Yeah.
And detention will, once all the inmates are fed, they will have a huge Thanksgiving luncheon at our different jails.
Guys, we're going to go to the commercial break and we'll be right back.
You know, as police officers, we deal with guns every day, but it's what we don't know about them that gets us in the trouble. But besides that, as cops, we all know we can get our gear from a lot of different sources. And when you throw the online option, it's almost like the nuclear option, right? I mean, the choices are limitless. And I want to remind everybody, but really is what is most important here, supporting the companies that actually support law enforcement. And I don't know if a company does that better than Gauls at Gauls.com. And listen to this. Even their motto is proud to serve those who serve, which of course they do in spectacular fashion. And not only that, they walk the talk by supporting dozens of focused organizations like this radio show. So when you're looking for gear, please support our title sponsor by going to Gauls at Gauls.com. And yeah, we're not done. They're going to do you one better for the loyal listeners of the show. They've given me a code to give to you. It's Radio15. That'll get you 15% off your next purchase at Gauls.com. So again, Radio15, type that in when you go shopping at Gauls.com. 15% off, an amazing opportunity, and gift cards. Hook up your family, friends, and loved ones with a new Gauls gift card, and they will be your new best friends, Gauls.com. Now it's time to talk about Compliant Technologies at ComplianTechnologies.com, guys. And hey, you guys know the drill, and you know that they've got the glove. And they're committed to providing non-lethal solutions to help officers gain the upper hand safely and rapidly in a humane, low-optics manner, utilizing what they call their CD3, and stands for Conductive Distraction and De-escalation Technology. And like I just said, their flagship product, it's called the glove. It's helped officers tens of thousands of times with no injuries. And you heard that correctly. I said no injuries. The glove has actually achieved non-lethal status in an arena that predominantly can only offer less lethal results. And when it comes to weapons retention, transitioning to a sidearm or conductive energy weapon, the glove at ComplianTechnologies.com, they virtually eliminated weapons confusion. So stay ahead of the game with Compliant Technologies and the revolutionary CD3 that hundreds of agencies have already turned to nationwide. And friends, take it from me, when it comes to safety, this is one of the most common sense, hands-on solutions that's ever come along. So go to ComplianTechnologies.com today and tell them that Chip and Jeff sent you. Again, that is ComplianTechnologies.com.
So we celebrate. But as I tell the young men and women and their families when they come to work here, sometimes you have to celebrate holidays a day early or a day late or a week early or a week late, because protecting the community comes first. And that's just what we do. But you know that working in law enforcement, and you don't brag enough about your fire service days where you save lives, and then now you're writing about lifesavers. So
yep.
I really
put out fires.
I love
my entire career.
I love the Tampa Free Press. And Brian is the man. I don't know why he left me in Polk County to go to Tampa, just saying, but anyway. he's a dear friend, and he not only reports the facts, but when you read that, you can say, hey, this is what really happened. This is not skewed for one side or the other, but this is a
He's really plugging me a lot. I love
paper.
This.
Yeah. Online, real time, right?
That's right. That's right. Online, real time.
So
that's my new motto.
And so the Brian component, the media component in this.
Sure.
And it's nice to have Brian here because he can help set the record straight on everything. So is there, you work very well with the media. That's no secret. You're probably, in my opinion, one of the things you're most well known for is really how well you work with the media, and not just using the media, but the respect level, the equal respect level that you give and that you take from them. What is the advantages and the optimal opportunity for the media to help law enforcement during the holiday seasons,
sure.
Thanksgiving being one of them?
Well, I think it's all the time, really. Law enforcement for many, many years has missed the opportunity to engage the community to help. You know what happens. A major event happens. Somebody comes up, they're real stiff instructor from law enforcement said, we have an investigation that's underway, and as soon as we have this investigation completed in 3 to 6 months or after you've quit caring about it, we'll release the details.
Right, yeah, sure.
And as a result, people are looking at you and going, come on, man, it's already out on social media. The newspaper back in the day was going to write about it, so why don't we just release the information? Well, my director of communications, Scott Wilder, is the very best. I'm blessed that he never wanted to go to Washington to work for the president or go to Tallahassee and work for the governor, because he's much better than any of them. But our job is to get information out quick and as accurate as possible. Now, I tell the media and I tell the community, you can have it fast or you can have it 100% accurate, but you can't have both. So when an event occurs that's of interest to the community, the media is the conduit for me to report to my bosses, the citizens of Polk County. So we immediately tell information. We don't fight with the media. We don't hold back information. If there's something logistically that we can't release at that moment in time, we'll look at Brian's reporters and say, we can't release this at this time, but check back and we'll have it for you then, or we'll be able to give you an update. When I started this media philosophy when I first became sheriff, the entire relationship with the media changed, because we were no longer impeding their ability to do their job, but we were helping them do their job. And when we helped them do their job, we were able to communicate to our bosses, the people of Polk County. That's how the relationship happened. And certainly, if you look around the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, the special holidays, we have information that we put out about, you know, thank you for supporting us. And when our deputies go out to eat around the holidays, and even other times, they get up to pay their bill, somebody's already paid their bill. We love the community and trust them. But they can't have trust in us if we don't trust them first, and if we don't communicate with them and tell them what's happening and why it's happening.
But you've done it, you know, when I, in my time at the Ledger, though, you know, Gray, you were always different. You were always in front of it, right? So I've been in the media business for a long time in different states and different markets. I was in the New York market, you know, which is a huge media market. And there was always press conferences. But you always did it differently. You were in front of it, right? You were like, let's talk about this. And we didn't even know about it at that point. You know, maybe someone's buzzing, sorry, you might have to that out, buzzing Scott's, you know, cell phone. But you've gotten in front of it to a point where it was a Thursday afternoon. I was sitting at my desk and my phone rings. It's, you know, comes up Grady. So I answer it. He says, hey, what are you doing this weekend? This is how far ahead of it he was. And I said, I have no idea. Probably, you know, kids football, soccer, whatever, you know, whatever I have going on. He says, you want to come with me Saturday night? And he said, you can't. This is the relationship that he had. And it's funny because my reporters came to me. He said, you knew this and you didn't tell us? We couldn't. It was an undercover operation. I spent the weekend with Grady. I met you down at the Bartow. I believe it was the Bartow station.
Sure. Did you know what it was going to be before you committed?
I did. He said, sworn to secrecy.
Yeah.
And we had a great time. But I got to see the inner workings. So that's the relationship. Yeah. No one does that. But I get to, one, gain a different respect for all of these men and women.
Right.
The operations center they had set up in these homes. How they worked this thing, it was prostitution and child sex trafficking.
Yeah, human trafficking.
It's amazing. But to see it, to see the garage as a holding cell, that was amazing. I mean, the whole thing was
right?
the detectives that would, you know, that we working online on Minecraft and these games like Roblox and working this in real time and watching them in real time was tremendous. The respect that I have for these people. And then the best part for me, the sticks, and I tell this story, is the people that would be arrested and they'd see him standing in the one house and they'd be like, oh, it's Grady. They'd be so excited to see him and they're in zip ties. And you know, it's
the bad guys.
The bad guys were excited to see him. And the ones that were local that knew who he was, some of them were just so scared to say anything. But that relationship was completely different. And when you and I have had conversations with other law enforcement, heads of law enforcement agencies, trying to say, you should just get in front of it. Look what Grady does. He gets in front of it. And you always have, you know. Well, since I've known you, you've been fantastic at that.
Well, it just works. You know, it's funny, on those undercover operations, I'll paraphrase the guy from the last one. I walked in and I go, this is Polk County. Don't y'all know better than to come here and do that? And one guy said, oh, man. He said, Grady, I still love you, but I wish y'all hadn't arrested me today. But the reality of it is I am going to communicate with everyone.
Yeah.
Just because we arrest you, you're not our enemy. You know, I don't dislike you. What you did was against the law, so we're going to hold you accountable. But it ain't a personal thing. It's just business. You know what I'm saying? So our goal is to communicate with everybody, and I want those that violate the law to simply quit violating the law. Some of them need a little more encouragement than others. So, and I tell folks, we do undercover operations. I don't make it a secret.
No, they know.
The whole idea is don't do it. And if you listen to my words and you don't do it, then you don't get arrested, you don't have to go to court, you don't have to go to jail, you don't have to pay fines, and it's easier on your life. But the reality of it is, those that have evil criminal intent, even on Thanksgiving and Christmas, will commit crime, you see? And what they think on Thanksgiving and Christmas, and I'll use those two holidays, there's others, you know, Hanukkah and special days of different celebrations, they think we don't work, that we all take off. Wrong. Yeah. We catch some of our biggest dopers over the holidays because they think we're government and we're at home.
Okay.
Surprise! We're here and we're arresting you with your dope, and we're arresting you while you're trying to traffic children illegally, obviously. So at the end of the day, it's all about community. Our crime is at a 50-year low in Polk County.
Is that right?
Think about that.
Wow.
A 50-year low. That doesn't just happen. That's good people making good things happen. Yeah. And then we, on Thanksgiving, we celebrate. We eat turkey. We eat ham. I eat a lot of dressing.
We can't even remember.
Did I mention dressing to y'all?
Yeah, that's right. I think we, yeah.
Yeah. And then I thank the good Lord for us being able to make so many arrests.
Well, yeah. I don't know how many people of our viewers and our, if you guys are like me that are listening or watching the show, and every time you see a child predator or someone doing human trafficking, and they're driving out to some location in Polk County, and they end up getting popped. And the first question out of my mouth is, you know, you guys, it was in Polk. Why would you even go to Polk County to do something like that? Because you know that the odds are against you. It's going to be one of Sheriff Judd's operations. So it just, it still happens. I mean, regularly.
Interestingly enough, even, you know, when Brian was with us, for everyone that comes now, 10 don't. They search it up and they go, oh, no, Polk County.
That's
so.
Right.
So a lot of those that in the beginning would have come don't now, which is good. If they're not violating the law, then harm, no foul.
And it's funny because that particular weekend, if I remember correctly, we were in two different sides of the county.
Right.
And there was actually a John, one of the suspects, was actually arguing that I think we're in Plant City, I think we're in Hillsborough County. Like, what are you guys doing here? Like, almost arguing. Like, he had looked it up ahead of time. Yeah. And it was like, oh, my God. You know, because they know it. They already know it. And it's almost like they want to take that, and I'm sure it's much worse now than it was. But, you know, because there's a lot of elements with legal immigration and that sort of thing. But it was almost like they had looked it up, they researched it ahead of time, and then just took the chance.
Then they took the chance.
The chance. And it was amazing to me, but it was a
surprise.
It was a great 13 hours or whatever we did.
Grady Jett's here.
Guys, we're going to go to the commercial break, and we'll be right back.
All right, guys, introducing Aero Defense by Aero Precision at AeroPrecisionUSA.com, a beacon of durability, dependability, and all-American craftsmanship in the realm of duty rifles, and yes, We're talking about long guns. They're born from an aerospace engineering company, so you know these guys know what they're doing. And Aero Defense by Aero Precision demands perfection, because settling for anything less is not an option when your life is on the line. Visit AeroPrecisionUSA.com for a lineup that matches every discipline, because they basically have something for everybody. And you know, back since 1994, they've been quietly leading the AR builder parts domain, but now they're making waves in the complete rifle arena with Solus bolt actions. And that's not all. Their M4 E1 Pro and Mod 4 handguards, they hit the market last year at AeroPrecisionUSA.com, the embodiments of duty rifle excellence that are now being tailored for the civilian customer. That means that now you guys can start getting your hands on some of this primo stuff. And their M5 AR 308 platform, spectacular. Don't settle for less when you can have the best. Head over to AeroPrecisionUSA.com.
So I just want to point out to our audience that If you weren't paying attention, the sheriff said something that I think is pretty important. He pretty much acknowledged, look, everybody makes mistakes, and there's nobody up on this stage right now that doesn't. I've always felt that the difference is that some of us learn from our mistakes and some of us don't. He doesn't have a beef with if you're a bad guy. He just wants the criminal activity or the bad activity to stop, and he's trying to do whatever's in his power to make that happen. But the fact that, as Brian, our journalist, said, that he's already, you know, he knows for a fact that some of the bad guys, they still love Sheriff Grady Judd. And Sheriff Judd doesn't take it personal. It's just business, right? He's just doing his job. But even you said that there, for every person that comes to Polk County, there's maybe 10 people now that don't. He's still helping prevent that criminal activity from happening, even without it going on. They could always take it somewhere else, but just not bring it to Polk County. Of course, he's representing the people that vote him in the office, and we can all appreciate that. But it's not us versus them. You know, I hate to just say good guys, because we're all flawed humanly. But I love the fact that you point out that you don't have it out for the bad guy. You just want to make them conform to what the law says.
Well, you know, I tell this one story that's, to me, very meaningful. We were having a recognition luncheon for some of our volunteers. And at the conclusion of the luncheon, we have our trustees that come in and clean up. Yeah. Now, they had helped serve. And during the luncheon, I was taking photographs with our volunteers based upon the hours that they had donated and the recognitions we gave them. So the volunteers are starting to leave. The inmates are starting to clean up. And one of them says, "Sheriff, can I have my picture with you?" Now, he's right there in his jail clothes, right? And I said, "Sure, come on up." And I asked the photographer, "Take our picture." Now, some of the detention staff, they're going, "Oh, my God, what's going on?" I go, "Y'all just chill out. The man wants his picture, and I want my picture with him." So we took a picture, and then the others wanted pictures, and we took pictures. And whenever we process them, I autograph them, and then we mailed it to their home, not to the jail. That may not have been good for them. We mailed it to their home. So it's the right thing to do. But then the real special thing for me, because I take lots of pictures with lots of people, about 2 years later, I run into a lady. She said, "Sheriff," she says, "I want to tell you how impressed my son was. He got to talk to you for a few minutes and get a picture with you, and it's hanging on my living room wall. Do you remember?" And I said, "I'm sorry, I take so many pictures." She said, "You know, he was in jail. He was wearing his jail uniform. It's on her living room wall." Wow. And it's a big deal to her. You know what? It's a big deal to me.
Yep.
Because we're all God's children.
Yeah.
And I want to lift people up and give them encouragement so that they don't come back to jail, so that they don't commit more crime. They're not the enemy of the cops. They're sometimes a challenge of the cops, but the reality of it is it's business, and I am going to support them behaving and doing better. Now, if he violates the law again, I'll put him in jail. We'll make him a trustee. We'll get another picture. You know what I'm saying? But the reality of it is, why don't you want to do good all the time, every day? That's what we're supposed to do in the community.
Brian, I don't know about you, but that story leaves me with the conclusion that the best chance I have of getting an autographed picture with the sheriff is being a Polk County inmate.
Right.
We can fix that up.
Yeah.
Complete with a uniform.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's a fantastic story. And having the respect of, you know, it's nothing better. Well, I'll tell you what, I have a question for you. As far as success stories, and you know, I suspect you have one. You may not, though. But I mean, people who you have positively influenced by having to, I guess, arrest someone or put someone in jail, whether sure. you did or whether one of your troops did it. Is there anyone that comes to mind that their life was changed after the what could have been a bad experience, but they took it and made a positive out of it by changing their life?
Sure. I tell everyone, first and foremost, my deputies do all the arresting. They do all the good work. I coach. So the credit goes to all my deputies and supervisors that do all this great work. But I like to tell this one story. I have this fundraiser, Lunch with Sheriff Grady Judd. And people go to different charity events, and they bid to come have lunch with me at the jail. Wow. And after that, we take them on a tour of the jail. So I'm having this lunch, and there's this massive man that comes down to have lunch. And so we're having a great time and talking about the jail and what I do and all the operations. And then I said, okay, we finished lunch. Now we're going to go down and tour one of the jail set pods. And he starts rattling off the cell numbers, right? So I ask him, I said, hey, man. Did you help build the jail? And he said, no. I said, did you work maintenance or electrician? He said, no, man, I was in jail. I said, in jail? He said, I'm 47 years old. Up until I was 40, I was in and out of jail and in and out of jail and in and out of jail. He said, they offered me all the services, all the diversions, all the probations. I was a knucklehead. He said, at 40 years old, when I was in the jail on a violation of probation, I woke up one day, put my bare feet on that concrete floor and said, I've had enough. He said, I got out of jail. I met a wonderful lady. We got married. I went to work at a wastewater treatment plant. We had a child. We had another child. He said, then I got promoted. I'm the boss of the wastewater treatment plant 7 years later. And he said, to prove to myself that I had done what American citizens should and be responsible, I went and paid $250 to a charity to have lunch with you and eat this stuff that y'all used to feed me for years and years and years. Because I wanted to sit across from the sheriff, look him eyeball to eyeball, and then know that I walked in that jail on my own, and I walked out when I wanted to.
Wow.
He made not my day, my life, my year, but my life, because I'm sitting with a guy that had been in and out and in and out and in and out, and at 40 years old, the light turned on for him. He said, y'all gave me all kinds of opportunities earlier to change, and I didn't. But that makes this job worth living, because he is now a contributing citizen and making a positive difference and raising two wonderful children that are going to grow up and have children and raise wonderful children. So we never give up. We arrest folks, and we like to do it when they violate the law. It's entertaining for us. But it's more entertaining for us when we see them change their lives and not come back to jail.
Yeah, I like the rewarding aspect of the story you just told, because it says a lot. You know, you've got the end justification, or the end means is really just to for that good positive outcome.
Sure,
so
man.
That's a perfect example. I've got to ask you, you're pretty famous for your memes, your little catchphrases. Mostly when you work with the media, you know, they give you the opportunity to get them out there. But I've run across guys that think you should produce a book. You know, there should be some kind of
run for president.
You know, but you know, these
I run for president.
You know, these catchphrases that you come up with, and it's really the delivery that makes them kind of special. You know, it's like, you know, Sheriff, why did you shoot him so many times? Well, my deputies ran out of bullets. You know, or something along those lines that are just You know, the nice thing is being law enforcement and being active. When I got to watch you in action. I knew automatically you backed up your troops, and there's nothing like working for someone that's got your back. And look, you always want to do what's right. But even if you make a mistake, you know that you're still working for someone that's going to have your back and make sure that you're dealt with fairly. It's always nice to know that someone has got your back and thinks the way you know. Law enforcement, you know, we have a tendency to see things in black and white, you know, right or wrong. There's really not a lot of gray for us. So any intention to do anything with preserving those memes or those catchphrases, or if someone, you may not have a list of them, you probably don't, but I know there's other people that do, but if someone came to you and said and thought that might be a benefit, any plans with doing anything like that? Or
you know, my wife wears me out because I don't journal. You know, I tell her I don't have time to journal. It's all I can do to have time to breathe, because you know, this is not just a career, it's a way of life.
Guys, we're going to go to the commercial break and we'll be right back.
All right, guys, it's time to talk about GunLearn at GunLearn.com. And you know, as law enforcement officers and dealing with guns every day, it's what we don't know about them that gets us in the trouble. Injuries, civil lawsuits, accidental discharges, misidentifications, lost prosecutions, and also disciplinary issues. But GunLearn.com, they have your back. You can quickly become extremely firearm knowledgeable by simply learning 14 training modules from the convenience of your home or your office, or by attending a live seminar at GunLearn.com. You can also become a safe, accurate, and competent certified firearm specialist like our very own Captain Brett Bartlett and also attorney Ken Afianko. Now, the course has had huge success in raising the bar of firearm knowledge, and GunLearn has been a trusted source since 2011 by gun manufacturers, federal agencies, forensic organizations, and even police departments nationwide. Now, if you have your own agency, the founder, Dan O'Kelly's got a deal for you. You can actually host a seminar for absolutely no cost. It's an amazing opportunity. You can go to GunLearn.com to get more information. And again, that is GunLearn.com.
I'm too busy to write. I hope somebody else is writing. If not, maybe one day that the fables will even grow over history. I
mean, the stories do change, though.
Yeah.
The stories change quite a bit, you know, especially when you get out of state. It grows and it turns into something really big.
But. Well, sometimes I have to define them. And I had a CNN reporter at the conclusion of an interview one day ask me, she said, "Who writes your material?"
No.
I said, "Writes my material." I said, "Scott Wilder and his staff do their best to shut me up." And so you cannot believe that, you know, and the reality of it is, you know, levity has always got me through this job because it's kind of tough from day to day. But I'm kind of a happy-go-lucky kind of guy, and I like to have a good time. There's nothing I like better than propping up and solving the world's problems. So I come up with quotes, and sometimes the staff helps me. They go, "Hey, you ought to say this." So it's not all me, so I get to blame them sometimes. I just said it. Y'all are the ones that made it up. So. If Scott really
came up with a Confucius say,
Confucius
say, "He who smokes marijuana on a toilet is high on pot."
Is high on pot. I quote that from somebody
else.
Was
that Wilder, maybe? Was it Scott?
He might have found it for me. Confucius say,
that was great.
He who smokes marijuana is high on pot.
I had the video downloaded. I'm like, did he just say that? He just said that.
Yep. So I love it, and I'm saying what most people are thinking.
Well, you're right.
And I try to convey and be a member of the community and of the public. And I had another reporter in an interview say, well, how do you do that? And I said, well, I want to be thought of as we're sitting, you know, on the couch or in a couple of chairs drinking our favorite beverage or iced tea. Sweet iced tea, by the way, in the summertime. and we're talking together. You know, this is not a formal interview. And when folks are watching us on television, I want them to say, hey, it's like the guy is here in my living room talking with me, because that's what I believe.
Now, I know when one nice thing about police work our audience probably is unaware of, but one nice thing is just that no day's ever the same, right? I mean, you really don't know what's going to, even if you think you know what's going to go down one day, even if you're doing an operation,
sure,
and you make all the plans and do all the research and vetting, there's usually going to be something that's going to go down. It's usually not going to go down the way you planned it, correct?
It's a different day every day. Some days are totally boring, which is a blessing, okay? That means there's no crime, there's no major event, there's no big victims and that sort of thing. But the curiosity about human beings and the way they do things and say things, and you know, like the guy fleeing from us on the motorcycle, he takes off and goes 500 feet and wrecks the motorcycle. Then he gets off and runs and leaves his girlfriend.
Yep.
He didn't think she needed any help. And it was like, feet don't fail me now. Well, we arrest him and go, why are you running from us? He said, well, you know, I got this warrant for failure to pay child support. We look and we go, no, you don't.
Wow.
So he ran and got in trouble for nothing. Now, that's funny to me. You know,
it's like, that's pretty good.
why didn't you just pull over? Now you've got leaving the scene of an accident with personal injury, reckless driving, fleeing to elude. Oh, by the way, he didn't have a driver's license, and he still doesn't, by the way. So, wow. But at the end of the day, it's all about what goes on in the county, and we report it and share it with the community we serve. And it's pretty special to us, and the community's pretty special to us.
Well, if you had, I mean, on this, and we're going to be wrapping this up here. So on our Thanksgiving Day special, if you could, and Brian, feel free if there's any words of wisdom,
sure.
too. In fact, why don't you go, if you want to say anything, go first, and we'll have the sheriff follow it up. But if there's any words of wisdom, if you're talking to your media counterparts or if you're talking to the people of Polk County, if there's anything that you would like to say to them around the holidays, especially around Thanksgiving, but really, I mean, Thanksgiving and Christmas and some of the other holidays are all, you know, relatively treated around the same as far as the media and law enforcement components, but is there any words of wisdom that you'd like to share?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think it's, and you kind of touched on it, Grady, people forget that journalists, cops, firemen, healthcare workers are all working on the holidays. It doesn't matter, it's 24/7. And, you know, we take those things for granted unless you need to go to the emergency room or unless you need to call the sheriff's office. And when you do, that's when the journalist has to work too, right? So it's, you know, there's, I think there's a camaraderie in that that exists. Maybe it's siloed somewhat. You know, Grady doesn't silo it with the sheriff's office. And the media doesn't with him. I mean, I'm sure Scott Wilder's phone blows up with text messages on Christmas morning when something's happening from journalists. You know, please, you know, what's happening, Scott? Give me some tips. So we're all working, and but it's important, right? It's important for the safety of our communities. It's important for it's important for our freedoms as the United States of America. So I think it was Thomas Jefferson who said, give me a newspaper or give me a politician, I'll take a newspaper any day. And that's, you know, that's kind of my spiel. So happy Thanksgiving.
Well, you know what's important on Thanksgiving for me is that we are thankful for what we have. Sometimes we should be thankful for what we don't have or what we don't get.
That's true.
But if things are not good with you and your family, you and your friends, saying, I'm sorry, let's get together, let's have a meal, let's watch some football, let's bury the hatchet, let bygones be bygones. Get things right with your community this Thanksgiving. Get things right with your family and your neighbors this Thanksgiving, because you know what? We only have one life to live. This is not a dress rehearsal. We don't get to do it over. And we want to be happy. And family is everything, especially your family. So if you have a misunderstanding, fix it before it's too late or you'll regret it the rest of your life. Then celebrate Thanksgiving. Thank God for this great United States of America that we live in. Thank God for what you have, and thank God that he didn't give you all the stuff you probably deserve. Take care. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. And Sheriff, thank you so much. And Brian, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
For
you,
helping humanize Thanksgiving Day for our viewers and our listeners. And showing there's a common ground that I think you guys have both laid out to everybody. You know, we're human beings, there's a human component. And even if you've royally screwed up in your life and you're at a place to where you're really questioning what your future holds, some of the stories that you told, Sheriff, should hopefully give them a spark of hope and maybe the motivation to, it's never too late to change your life around and be the person that learns from those mistakes. So hope everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving Day holiday, and thank you so much for your support.
All right. Thank you, brother.
All right.
Thank you.
That was great.